A beautiful Sunday at the ballpark as the Giants and Nationals go to game three of this three-game series. The Giants go for the sweep. Well, we have Mark Sanchez coming up with us, and it's interesting. He's going to make an announcement, and I think the last time I saw an announcement this big about someone changing jobs and not doing their job any further was Lyndon Johnson giving up the presidency in 1968. So, Mark Sanchez, welcome to the show. And I know you've got a very big announcement for us.
Yeah, I remember that one like it was yesterday, I would say.
It was yesterday for me.
Yeah, so this is actually my last game here. I'm going to be heading home. I'm going back to the New York Post, where I'm going to be writing about a lot of things, a lot of sports, a lot of Yankees and Mets coverage. So now I'm going to be really hoping for a Mets-Giants NLCS. I think that's my dream. But I haven't seen my family in 18 months, I think it is. So I'm pretty excited about that. But also I'm bummed to be leaving here, especially midseason, where the Giants seem like they're trying to do something special. So I wish I could see it out, but the timing just wasn't perfect for that.
Well, we wish you the best, and you've been terrific being on the show with us all the time, and I've enjoyed the time even getting to know you when we did have a press box to go to. But I'll ask you this before we turn over to Bill and Kerry. Your favorite experience of being at KNBR, because you did such a good job covering the Giants for KNBR.com, and you've been on a number of shows as well. What's your favorite experience?
Favorite experience is tough. There are a lot. I mean, seeing Bochy go out the way he did was incredible. Everything that has happened since has been kind of insane. I mean, both with the world and with the Giants. Being at spring training in 2020 and watching the pandemic sort of take hold, and talking with the players one day and they're shrugging at it and they don't know what the coronavirus is, and a week later everything being shut down and sort of watching that happen firsthand. I mean, maybe that's a weird best experience, but I think that is maybe the thing that I will stick with me for the rest of my life, to see that happen and see that occur throughout the clubhouse too. It was something I will never see again. So that was really interesting.
Hey, Mark, first and foremost, congratulations. Anytime you make a career change, it's difficult, and you were so stellar doing your writing on KNBR as well as doing all the interviews, and I want to congratulate you on that. But I got a question for you, too, and it's real easy. Who was the best interview as a player or a pitcher you've done, and how did that come across when you first met him?
Thank you, Bill, first of all. And second of all, that's not easy. There are a lot of what was Dubon's quotes? We don't have any pricks here. I could say that, right?
You just did.
there are a lot of really good guys to talk to around here, not just, in terms of personality, in terms of everything, friendliness. I'll go off the board here and say Chadwick Tromp. I don't think that anyone matches how happy he is on an everyday basis. I wrote a story on him spring training one in 2020, because he was the rookie talent show winner. He speaks six different languages. He plays a whole bunch of instruments. He incorporated all that into like a song and dance for everyone. And every time you talk to him, he lights up. He's just as happy a human just to be here as anyone. And he's also just happy to be in Sacramento when he's there. I don't think you can talk to Chadwick and not be excited about life. So I'll go with him.
Oh, what a great answer, Mark. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. And it's been a pleasure to share the beat with you for the past few years, you working with KNBR and seeing how much you grind and how much you put into this job on a daily basis. I think that if the greater world looked at our beat and didn't know better, they would say that Mark Sanchez was the best, because he's the hardest working guy on the beat. So it's been a pleasure. And like Bill, I want to ask you a question about your time covering the Giants in San Francisco. And the question for you is, what story are you most proud of because you had to work hard to get it? Because you've got so many unique stories that you've told, whether it's driving to Sacramento, whether it's calling scouts. What story are you most proud of that you wish more people would read?
I appreciate it, Carrie. I kind of feel like I've just copied what you and Susan and all the really good people on the beat do on a daily basis, because I still don't really know if I know what I'm doing, but I at least pretend. There are a few that I'm proud of. The one that comes to mind immediately was the Stephen Vogt story about how good a teammate he was, where Jalen Davis said that, you know, before his home run that season, Vogt pulled him aside and said, "Look, man, you're really good. Like, you belong here." And his confidence was sort of leaking at that point, and that's what he needed to hear. When Mike Yastrzemski was going to be demoted and Vogt knew that, he sent him a text saying, you know, is the ceiling staring back at you right now? Because he knew that he was in his hotel room. He knew that a lot of things go through a guy like that's mind, and Vogt was there for him. Sort of just taking a look at everything he did for that team, you know, sort of a backup catcher who not a lot of people appreciate, but he means a whole lot more to that. And those are the type of stories that I'm most proud of, the ones that, you know, might not be news to, you know, the people in the clubhouse that say, like, of course, this guy's the best, but just sort of exposing that world and showing fans how much a teammate can mean to a team.
Nice to have Mark Sanchez with us as he explains he's heading back to New York to work for the New York Post, cover the Mets and the Yankees. Well, how do you think this year is going to end up for the San Francisco Giants? And you've seen the beginning, the middle, and you will not see the end personally, but what do you think?
For sure, an NLCS loss to the Mets before – actually, a win over the Mets before they lose to the Yankees in the World Series. I think that's foregone conclusion at this point, just to maximize how much I can cover of the Giants and the teams over there. You know, I don't know. I think this is a very good team, but I also am a little bit doubtful of if it's great enough to beat the Dodgers, just because the Dodgers are so, so good, and they also have not been fully healthy in the first half, and I wonder if they've got a big run in them. If I'm betting, I'm saying that this team's going to a wild card game. But having said that, you've got Kevin Gausman, and I don't know this side of DeGrom if there's another pitcher you want for that wild card game. So I think for sure playoffs, and beyond that, I think they've got a shot.
Hey, Mark, going to the East Coast, of course you're going to cover the Yankees and the Mets. Maybe, and I say maybe, there will be one reporter on the East Coast that I will talk about the San Francisco Giants. Is that possible?
Yes, I think there will be one reporter over there available for any time you guys need, because I love it here. I love you guys, and I sort of have some knowledge about the Giants, too, at this point, and I will soon about the Yankees and Mets, so anytime.
Oh, good stuff. Mark, one more for you from me. I want to ask you about your impressions of Gabe Kapler as a manager, because now that it's your final day, you can say whatever you want. And you don't need to catch your observation. You don't need to hide anything. Do you think that Gabe Kapler is the right guy to lead the San Francisco Giants?
Terry tried to get me fired with 12 hours left in my deal here. No, what I'll say about Gabe Kapler is I'm not sure anyone is more prepared. I'm not sure anyone is more willing to give their life over for this job. You know, he is. Even when away from the park, he is constantly on his phone. He is talking with everyone. I'm not sure that he has any kind of life besides being the manager of the Giants. You know, he is very helpful to us reporters and is quick to respond to things. He is constantly texting his players and checking on everyone. You know, a guy in AAA will get a text. A guy in AA will get a text. A guy in low A will get a text because he is watching everything at all times. He is pretty buttoned up as a human. He, I think, is conscious of his image and wants to always put the best version of himself out there, which you both understand. And I think that's how he gets the reputation of being a little bit more robotic, because he's always ready. He's always prepared. And sometimes it doesn't come across as, you know, coming off the cuff. But in terms of, you know, leading a team and an organization as the, you know, forward-facing face of them in 2021, I think he's very good at this job.
All right, Mark Sanchez with us. I'm going to give you a chance now to give a scouting report on us, on this show. You've been on with us a lot. We love having you on. And You've got three fans here, so tell us about ourselves.
Marty trying to get me fired with 12 hours left. Marty, I realize that you probably acknowledge how important you are to the Bay Area sort of sports media ecosystem, but it is remarkable the relationship you have with the listeners here. And I saw it firsthand just at a dinner a couple of years back when you hosted some listeners. But you're pretty much what baseball is all about. Like, this is, talking baseball is way better than watching baseball. And I say that as someone who watches baseball for a living. And no one does it more, and no one does it as if, you know, you're on the couch next to the host than you are, than you do. The relationship and bond you have with these people is tremendous, and it's been built up over years. And I was a type of kid who had a radio underneath my pillow listening to sports talk radio in New York. Steve Summers was my host of choice. And that's, I think of that guy as like sort of almost a father figure, because he put me to bed every night as, you know, 8-year-old kid. And I'm sorry I didn't have that here, just because it's not where I grew up. But I'm sure that kids here have that relationship with you, because you're who they listen to. You're who, you know, they talk to when maybe a parent is sick of talking sports with them. I'm not sure you get much better in this industry than Marty Lorre. And Bill's great and Kerry's great. And I'm sorry to focus on Marty. This is a long answer. But it's been an honor to work with all three of you guys.
Well, we love it. And Kerry, Bill, the final word for Mark?
Yeah, he was lying.
I was just going to say, man, I mean, how much Marty pay for that one, Mark? I want to know.
He gets two dinners.
Marty got a new sponsor. Bill, we got some work to do.
He's going to Original Joe's for free.
Mark, have a blast, man. Just have a blast in New York. Have fun with your family. You've been excellent, and that's all I got to say. You've been a great friend, and just some great, great information on the Giants, and continue on with your great work.
It's a treat, Mark. It's an absolute treat, and this has been really cool.
Honor to be on with all three of you guys, seriously.
It's a pleasure. You work hard, and you deserve it, and you succeeded Kerry, and Kerry was the same way. I sat there next to him, and Kerry was working. If I got there at 3:15, Kerry was there at 3:10, and you did the same thing, so you deserve all your success, and we love having you on, and we'll keep in touch with you, Mark. Take care of yourself.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Mark Sanchez. More coming up, KNBR 680. 104.5, the sports leader.